25 years ago, a movie by a young African-American filmmaker made waves in theaters. She's Gotta Have It revolved around a young woman's sexual awakening. Director Spike Lee paid for it with credit cards. Now, Lee is one of America's most respected filmmakers, and he's also executive producer of a brand new film by a young African-American filmmaker about a young woman's sexual awakening. NPR's Neda Ulabi reports on Pariah.
Like Spike Lee, director Dee Reese and producer Nikisa Cooper worked with a ridiculously tiny budget for their first feature.
Yeah, we did make the film on layaway and...
And coupons.
Still, Pariah made quite a splash at this year's Sundance Film Festival. Festival director Trevor Groth selected it as one of the few to screen on opening night.
Everyone that's up on the mountain that day, you kind of forced them to go see these films. It had a huge audience reaction.
Groth said Pariah reminded people of the Sundance mission, discovering exciting new filmmakers.
And for us, Pariah did just that. It's such a fresh voice.
When Pariah opens nationally, it's safe to say it will not be competing with any other movies about an African-American teenager coming of age as a lesbian in Brooklyn. Director Dee Reese.
It's not so much coming out, but coming into. You know, Alike, the lead character, know that she loves women. That's not her struggle. But her struggle is more how to be in the world.
18 to party, 21 to drink. Have your IDs ready, ladies.
At the beginning of the film, Alike visits a lesbian nightclub for the first time. She's transfixed and horrified by the pole dancers, gleaming with oil and leaving nothing to the imagination.
All you ladies pop your like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss, just do it.
It was really important for the opening to be very provocative, and so, like Alike, we're patted down, we're stamped, and we're shoved into the world without explanation.
While her best friend fits easily into the strip club, Alike realizes it's not her scene at all.
I gotta go.
What?
I'm tripping. I'm gonna get in trouble.
Let me dance with Shorty right quick, and then I'll be ready.
What?
This scene, like so many others in the film, is somewhat autobiographical for Reese and producer Nikisa Cooper.
I can definitely identify with coming out and going to the club and feeling like I wasn't hard enough or soft enough. I was uncomfortable with myself, so people were uncomfortable with me.
Back then, Cooper's days were spent in the corporate world. She met Dee Reese when they were both young managers with MBAs working at Colgate-Palmolive.
You know, I was walking down the hallway one day in Colgate, and there aren't, you know, many people of color in this space, and saw her coming toward me. And at the time, she had this really almost like Diana Ross-like afro, very stunning.
The two began to date.
I was working on toothbrushes and she was working on toothpaste.
That love story did not last, but the friendship endured. Soon Reese abandoned the corporate world for film school. And Nikisa Cooper wound up producing her first documentary. She says that work was a lot more like brand management than you'd think.
Brand management is all about taking an idea for a project, a product, a concept, and walking it through the various stages to get to the end user, the end consumer.
The end consumer in this case was the Sundance Channel. It aired their documentary a few years ago.
I was born in a dump.
The documentary followed the story of Dee Reese's grandmother, who expatriated to Liberia in the 1950s. Their new film, Pariah, is also a story about family. Reese was intent on building believable relationships between the movie's protagonist, the teenage lesbian, and her disapproving parents.
So I had a psychotherapist friend come in and just conduct a mock therapy session with the actors. It really helped, you know, create this passive-aggressive tension that kind of runs underneath everything.
Now go get changed. Dad, what's wrong with this outfit?
Nothing.
See? I'm not going to argue with you.
Do what she says.
Dad.
Ungawa.
And put on a skirt.
This film has been cathartic for our parents and our relationships with them.
Producer Nikisa Cooper says she and director Dee Reese took their parents to see Pariah very recently. Prior to that screening, they said they'd never been able to talk openly with their parents about their lives as gay women.
And afterwards, my father stood up and he had tears in his eyes. They understood Alike's angst, I think, more, and my angst, you know, coincidentally enough, after having seen the movie. And my father apologized for some of the things that he said initially when I came out to them.
Pariah is about what people feel and say in family stories, coming-of-age stories, and stories about coming into the world. And for Nikisa Cooper and Dee Reese, making Pariah completely transformed their own stories. Neda Ulabi, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.